KRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Good morning, 38 degrees. Time now for a news update from ABC News, sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden opening a day of meetings in Germany where he was awarded with the highest honor the German government gives individuals for public service. As he accepted the Order of Merit, he touted the U.S.-Germany alliance and he also referenced the war in Ukraine.
We must sustain our support. In my view, we must keep going until Ukraine wins a just and durable peace.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reports that South Korean intelligence says North Korea has deployed 12,000 troops to support Russia in the war. Michigan, the destination today for both presidential candidates, Vice President Harris, former President Trump, have events around the state. Still no response from Hamas after Israel announced that it killed the Hamas top leader, Yahya Sinwar, the mastermind of the October 7th attacks. And the Texas Supreme Court halted the scheduled execution of Robert Roberson, convicted of killing his daughter in 2002. This is ABC News. The investigation's underway into the death of singer Liam Payne. The former One Direction member was found dead after falling from a hotel balcony this week in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Toxicology reports are pending as authorities examine whether the 31-year-old committed suicide.
There was apparently a pattern of kind of erratic behavior, so much so that some employees, including a manager at the hotel, had called emergency services to try to get some help, that they were concerned that Liam Payne was acting in a way that they believed he might be a danger to himself.
That's ABC's Trevor Ault on our podcast Start Here. The Los Angeles Dodgers one win away from the World Series after trouncing the Mets 10-2 in Game 4 of the National League Championship Series. And in the American League, the Cleveland Guardians were one out away from going down 3-0, but came back to force extra innings and prevailed 7-5. Game 4 of that series tonight. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the cyber truck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. A living wage, affordable childcare, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Stay tuned for your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Remember, you don't need 20% down to buy a house.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 70 with sunshine, breezy, and quite mild. Tonight, clear and a low of 42. Saturday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer, and a high of 74. And Sunday, upper 70s. Very nice sunshine and unseasonably warm conditions. We're back down to our overnight low. Currently, it is 37 degrees in Richland Center. On this day, the 18th of October, the day WRCO turns 75.
officially. Some special remembrances today coming up on this 75th anniversary day. Richland County Historical Society President Ken Feed recorded a special tribute to WRCO.
WRCO. Special Richland County Historical Society History Moment. This is for today, October 18th, 2024. Here's the rest of the story. 5 years ago, Ron Fruit gave a presentation to Arch, Ancestors of Richland County Hills, at the Brewer Library on 70 years of WRCO radio. Now, 5 years later, WRCO radio is celebrating 75 years on the air. The question is to be asked, how does someone pay tribute to an icon like WRCO Radio for 75 years in our area and community dating back to October 18th, 1949? It was 2 minutes after 12 noon that AM 1450 signed on the air. The first voice you heard was that of Robert Bodden. So many voices have graced the airwaves since, it would be difficult to name them all. In addition, so many individuals have played significant roles behind the mic with their key jobs and tasks for the station. To all these people, a sincere appreciation for their contributions in making WRCO Radio what it is today. Yet it would be important in covering recent history to recognize two such individuals for their roles that they have made with WRCO Radio. They would be most noted by many who listen to the radio for a 10-minute time slot from 7:20 to 7:30 a.m. every weekday morning for nearly three decades. It would be Ron and Phil in the morning, a simple, usually unscripted segment when these two gentlemen simply put everyone at ease, talking about anything that came to mind, and the public enjoyed these precious moments. It gave you a good feeling inside and started off your day on a positive note. First to be mentioned would be Phil Nee, who began at WRCO Radio in 1986. With his wit and creativity from the latter 1980s to becoming the longtime early morning sign-on, running until midday as the on-air personality. As well, countless sports broadcasts of all types. And of course, the classic Saturday evening program, Those Were the Days. And now also, Phil serves as the station manager for WRCE. As it was just a few years ago, he took over following the sale of the station by Ron and Beth Fruit of Fruit Broadcasting, LLC, for them having been co-owners since 1994. Ron had his start in radio while still in high school at Richland Center and went on to develop a strong working relationship with partner Peter Athanas. Mr. Athanas was key in those early years for his leadership role with WRCO Radio. The first owner of WRCO Radio dates back to 1949, who was then Arthur Overgaard from Elroy, Wisconsin, which for the O in WRCO stands for Overgaard. A brief time in the 1960s, a local businessman, Hala Peebles, owned the station. And then in 1967, he would sell to the Moore family from Milwaukee, along with the Athanas family, WRCO would grow. Secondly, of notoriety, would be Mr. Ron Fruit, who genuinely, as the key individual that trademarked WRCO, his to be remembered fondly for interviewing skills, putting guests at ease in front of the microphone, whether it be on the morning show or from a remote location. Renowned were his speaking skills, his credits being involved in forensics in high school as a key part to his success. Ron and Beth Fruit developed WRCO over the past three decades into what would be quoted directly from Ron Fruit's Broadcasting Hall of Fame recognition, profiling it as this, and I quote, "One of the strongest examples of local radio in the entire nation," end quote. That, of course, was referring to WRCO Radio. A few years ago, Civic Media Incorporated, which promotes a talk format, purchased WRCO Radio, which provides a classic hits format, and its WRCO FM as a full-service, country-centered station with a blend of country favorites. For many years, WRCO will be remembered for their slogan, Country and Community, with the latter defining WRCO. It is community, truly being the integral key component to the success of this local southwestern Wisconsin radio station. Arguably, many will recall back in 2007, the flooding Pine River, and how that singular, significant event served as a prime example for WRCO Radio. What it was about. This, of course, brought about the eventual move from 211 Bowman Drive on southeast portion of the city, as historic flooding would once again change the landscape. The eventual move would be to where the station is located now on Highway 14 East next to Simpson Tractor. Although the station is no longer located there at 2111, it can still be found as a primary landline communication by telephone. Not just a coincidence, because that landline number has been the longtime number for WRCO Radio at 647-2111. And of course, you'll remember calling Trivia on a regular basis at 647-4155. Still, it was that a move was necessary, and this time a temporary location in downtown Richland Center, next to the Richland County Bank, while sharing half the building with a nonprofit, Walk with Grace, for what would be about a year. And this is how the building that now houses Wallace Cooper and Elliott Insurance, north of the courthouse, served WRCO Radio and the community. Community. This is the direct connection that WRCO Radio has with Richland County and the greater surrounding area. It was not just the continued broadcast during that emergency. It's so much more. What is it rather then? Well, it's regular programming. It's things like birthdays and anniversaries at 7:30 in the morning. It's the obituaries at noon that you listen to for the details. If you're an early riser, you'll acknowledge the daily aerobic polka that's part of the long-running features at about 5:15 a.m. From the weekday morning show at 9 o'clock to the Saturday morning's prime mover running from 8:30 to 10. This is community. There are those that cherished listening to Ray Schrader for over 40 years on his classic Saturday afternoon program, Reminiscing with Ray. Who can forget the annual holiday tunes transformed from a yearly overview of all of the radio station personalities that year? Everything from a wide variety of local sports broadcasts and area events with programs that annually would take place, like Walk with Grace or the Wisconsin High School Rodeo that was matched up with June Dairy Days. And not too long ago, for nearly two decades, it was Star Spangled Celebration. Certainly listening to the Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers. And if you're old enough, you'll even remember when the Braves baseball was on the air. That early connection was WRCO Radio. From a humble beginning in 1949 with AM programming on frequency 1450 to August of 1965 when an FM 100.9 was added, and now, most recently, 107.7, which provides a translator station for the AM dial and mimics the programming on 1450. Travel back with me, if you will, to 2111 Bowman Drive. Can you visualize that white block brick building that was there for so many years? The parking lot out in front. A massive tower to the east of that building that's still there today. If those memories you can recall, when you drove by the station, the building that once was WRCO Radio is now gone. Still, you can see the many varieties of vehicles that once were parked out in front. Of course, that was all part of the business process, like the remote broadcasts. And who can forget the colorful AMC Gremlin hatchbacks carrying the ABC logo along with WRCO radio on the door panels. Later, WRCO would become an affiliate with CBS, but the building remained the same. Oh, not quite the same, because there were some additions, of course. You could recall walking into the building with the front entrance, and as you walked in the entryway, you could have visualized that lobby with a half semicircular counter. If you had the opportunity to walk to the back and see the control room, you would pass through a massive shelving, archived records in their vinyl library. Off to the left, there were the office desks. They were there, leading you to Studio A, where the interviews would take place. And of course, the all-important Studio B, where the on-the-air broadcasts were orchestrated. In those early years, it was commonly a half-hour community-oriented program that aired. Later, though, perhaps you'll remember that there were some programs like, oh, say, Uncle Bob's Children's Program. That dates back to 1949. Or can you still hear the classic clip from one of the advertisements by Orly Baker for the Boscobel State Bank? Well, you know, time is up for now. The countless advertisements from local businesses with jingles and catchphrases that still ring in your memory. That is WRCO Radio. On a personal note, to close out this special edition of a Richland County Historical Society History Moment, I want to give credit and a genuine thank you to Mr. Ron Fruit, who 3 years ago requested from me a weekly local history story. It could run from, say, 3 to 5 minutes, he said, and with each week a new topic of significance and memories. Could we do something like Paul Harvey, he said, where he used to say the rest of the story? Well, to sign off from this, a very special segment, recognizing 75 years of WRCO Radio, as Paul Harvey would famously say, good day.
Thank you, Mr. Ken Feed, Richland County Historical Society President, for those good words on this, our 75th birthday here at WRCO. We'll check in with old Hank Bray. More regular features will be coming up.
Are you in the Christmas spirit? Bring your littles to Corton, Maine, as we are having our annual Photos with Santa coming up on November 9th from noon to 2. After photos, children can decorate cookies provided by Corton, Maine. Photos will be taken by Mary Kate Photography. We can't wait to see you on November 9th from noon to 2 at Corton, Maine in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Hi, I'm Kim. My family are all U.S. Cellular customers, so when they asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back, my mom was so excited. So, Us Days, exclusive offers just for us customers, like $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Hey, Mom. I know, right? Such a great deal. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back with exclusive offers just for us. Right now, get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Active portrayal.
Fall's done rolled in, and there's more pumpkins you can shake a stick at over at Chicken Ridge Farms. Y'all bring the whole kinfolk and pick yourself the best pumpkin in the patch. They've got games for the youngins, a corn maze to get you all twisted around, and plenty of good grub and drinks to keep you going. Chicken Ridge Farms is set in just 6 miles west of Richland Center at 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. And they'll be open here this weekend, Saturday from 10 to 7 and Sunday 10 to 5. Don't y'all be missing out on all the fall fun down at Chicken Ridge Farms. That's 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. Y'all come on out and join in.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
There he is.
Happy, happy birthday to WRCO.
Boy, that just brought tears to my eyes.
is it because it hurts your ears?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, I'm a pretty good singer in the shower, Phil.
Oh, sure you are. Yeah, absolutely.
Got some nice soundboards in there. And
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and there's good echo in there.
And it seems like the shower just cries when I sing.
June doesn't appreciate it when I'm singing like at 4:50 a.m.
Oh, she doesn't?
No, 3:50 a.m., actually. Sorry.
Thanks, June.
4:50 a.m., I'd be late. But anyway. Yeah, thanks to Mr. Kent Thede for a very nice
that
tribute.
That was a very, very nice tribute. That was very, very well written and very well delivered. So, very nice.
Right. Yep. So. We just pay tribute to all of those that went before us. We're just kind of...
We're just filling in.
We're still here.
Yep. But keeping it going.
Keeping it going. Yep. Local radio, we couldn't do it without all the support of the businesses through the years.
And just the support of the listeners, the businesses, and just, you know, and it's amazing.
Yep.
What kind of people are out there? Good people. I mean, just when I first started this job, Phil, back in 2013, believe that or not, I was scared to come from the prison, you know, 17 years in prison.
Yep.
Yeah. As a, you know, people were going, oh my goodness. Well, you know, Ron gave me a second chance. I was a guard. Yes. I was a sergeant. Yeah. So, but anyway, going from that kind of clientele to the people now, what an amazing difference in my life that it's made. Mm-hmm. So, and it is. So, even you, Phil, you're good for me.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Good influence.
But just good people to work with and very blessed. Mm-hmm. So,
Most definitely. And, you know, we're able that, again, thanks to the businesses that we survive, because there are a lot of small towns in Wisconsin where they have a tower and that's about it. They have a computer or they have a whatever.
It's a repeater station is what it is.
Very happy that Civic Media chose to let us stay local and we're still hanging in there.
Still hanging in there. Yeah, very blessed. So...
Allergies.
Anyway, congratulations to the Ithaca volleyball team and the Richland Center volleyball team.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That is awesome.
Both got conference championships the same night.
Same night. That is congratulations to the coaches and the players and the fans. Just that's amazing. So it's a pretty good night to have two conference championships and some of the schools that we cover. That's awesome.
They say if your fall sports teams start off strong, the rest of the year goes well. And not only in sports, but it seems like a lot of things. It brings a lot of school spirit and, you know, so.
Just like officials, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Starts out strong and it's stronger. Not for the better, but it gets stronger.
We're not talking about your not showering, but nonetheless.
That's Joanne. That's speaking of the devil.
Yep, there she is again.
I'm the angel of the group.
Yeah, an angel. Is the horns hold your halo up?
I think it's important to note, too, we all have red on.
We do.
We always do.
We have red
we
on
always
Friday.
Wear red on Friday, and every place we went after the parade last Friday.
Why do you have red on?
Yeah, why do you have red on? Why do you match? And so we had to explain the whole thing.
Red is everyone, remember everyone deployed.
That's right.
I've been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I got everybody else here to do it.
Yeah, you bought me a shirt, so I appreciate that.
Well, you're not wearing that shirt. Is it too small?
Yes, it is.
No,
oh, I guess not. It's my second. I've got two red shirts.
You do have two red shirts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. That's about all I have.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. Yep.
Not much of a wardrobe.
No, and that's better that way.
Two pair of shoes, I guess.
Really?
So, yeah. Tennies and...
House shoes.
Yeah. House slippers.
Your work shoes. My dad's always told me, you followed me around all day, son, you'll be walking on your knees. he'd wear my feet out.
Yeah, absolutely he would.
Yeah.
A listener called to say that she's traumatized imagining you walking around the station in a Speedo. So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
But you have
with a red shirt. Though.
Yeah. Hopefully it's a long enough shirt to cover up everything.
Hey, I'm doing good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's not a red Speedo, though.
Better. Yes.
So anyway, any big plans for the weekend?
Football tonight. Ninth week of the season.
Yep.
And
where did that season go?
I know. I think because of the weather, it doesn't seem like it should be.
Wow.
Normally, Phil's freezing and complaining by now. Like, I want to go inside. It's too cold.
But I tell you, nine weeks, done.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely. And you think about this, Phil, 14 days, basketball starts.
Yeah, I know.
November 4th is my first basketball game.
Oh.
Think about that. So I'm looking forward for a couple of weeks off. But, I mean, and when basketball season starts, I mean, it hits.
It does.
I mean, it hits fast.
15 days, the election.
Yes. Yep. Hope everybody's registered.
I think everybody will be happy when it's done.
Yep. You know, we can talk about the elephant in the room if you want.
What's that?
Yeah, all the political ads on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people have to understand that when people purchase these, it's a law that we have to play them.
Right.
I mean,
and we can't. We were accused earlier of not allowing a certain candidate's ads. No, they haven't bought an ad.
They haven't bought an ad.
If they buy ads, we got to put them on.
We have to put them on.
Yep.
So we can't, as a salesman, I can't go out and just play stuff. And because they haven't paid for it, because political is so different. When political buys something,
they have to pay up front.
They have to pay up front, and it has to be. I mean, you have to play it, no matter what. It has to be played. It's the law.
Mm-hmm.
It's a federal law. You have to play it. So
there are a lot of lots of money being thrown around, not only at radio, but go get your mail.
Oh my goodness, I'm afraid to get my mail. I should skip to the mouse, let me.
Yeah. Somebody told me that, and maybe it's more than this, but somebody told me that if it's a statewide candidate, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's a statewide or a national person running for office, it's $150,000 to send those out all over the state.
That's just crazy,
for
man.
One candidate.
I get two or three a day.
Yeah. So you could better take that money and send it to hurricane relief, maybe, or something like
so
that.
So anyway, one quick thing. Yeah, and I know today is our anniversary. Happy birthday to WRCO. But we've had – the reason I wanted to mention the political thing, our logs are so booked with this political stuff. And I know our birthday – are celebrating our month, but we're going to kind of move it into November. Okay.
Right.
So, and the reason is because we can't get everything on we need to promote what we have to give away. So, in the middle of November, we're going to give away a $1,000 pendant or a $1,000 credit to J.J. Walsh Jewelers.
Okay, for our diamond anniversary.
For our diamond anniversary. And the reason is because we can't get everything in that time. That's the issue.
Well, we want to properly promote.
Yes. And we thank our sponsors, Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, Walsh's, and J.J. Walsh Jewelers. They'll all be. It's just you can't get them in. You can't get anything in during this month because of political, and it's not fair to our sponsors to do that, and they don't get their time that they deserve, and so and stuff like that. So that's I just wanted to kill that elephant. So, but J.J. Walsh Jewelers, you're gonna starting I think next week if my box comes in like it's supposed to, you're gonna be forced to go sign up at J.J. Walsh's Jeweler and drop your name in there, and the winner will be drawn in November.
Right.
So. We'll really start hitting hard the day after elections.
Yep.
So,
and we'll have some history moments, lots of classic clips coming up today and through the next weeks.
Yeah, so I think I have those running through the end of like November 20th or something like that. So
cool.
But it is what it is. You can't control it. So, And if Ron was here, to be going, oh, Judas. So that's. But anyway, I just wanted to clarify that. I hope everybody has a great day, an awesome weekend, Philip.
Yep.
And I'll see you on the turnaround on Monday morning. Be kind.
Sounds good there. That's old Hank Bray. Birthdays and anniversaries are next.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own, but don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067.
Some notes on this day in history. It was in 1954 when Texas Instruments unveiled the Regency TR-1, the first commercially produced transistor radio. Also in 1977, Reggie Jackson hit three home runs in Game 6 of the World Series to lead the Yankees to an 8-4 win and a 4-2 series victory over the Dodgers. Remember that game very vividly. I saw his first two home runs, went to bed, and then my dad came in the room and said, "Hey, Jackson hit another home run." "What? Three? That's crazy." Got his own candy bar after that as well. Also in 1988, the sitcom Roseanne, starring Roseanne Barr, made its debut on ABC. And celebrity birthdays include actress Pam Dauber, who is 74 today. Among the celebrities with birthdays, American Idol contestant and singer Josh Grayson turns 44. We'll see who's celebrating locally in just a moment.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy 5th to Allison Bugardis from Mommy, Daddy, Abby, Shorty, Alice, Teddy, Turbo, Peyton, Diablo, and Charlotte. Happy 5th to Allison. I love you so much. From Nana. Greetings going from the Richland Center Primary School to Nicole Johnson. Happy birthday wishes to Joe Durst from Christy, Jeremy, Emily, and Jet. To Joe from Sally today as well. Have an awesome birthday. Wishes to Josh Joseph and Declan Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. And also from Lori and the guys. Happy 81st to Uncle Joe Durst from Lori and the guys. Greetings to to Brent Bumkamp from Brad and Hoyt. Happy birthday, Riley Gerner from St. Mary's School. And to Archer Imhoff from Great Grandma Jean. Birthday blessings to Terry Zebarth from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. Also to son Benjamin Dahlberg. If you see Benjamin today, wish him a very happy, happy birthday with love from Mom. Happy birthday to Brent Bumkamp from Bill, Angie, Dylan, Logan, and Ethan. Happy birthday, Brent. And from Schwindelman Hills residents and staff, we salute Loretta Raymer and also to William Nee, celebrating today at Schwindelman Hills. Have a great day. Bloom City Town Crier salutes Ben Dahlberg and Sheila McCauley. RC Lyons saluting Ellen Beveridge, Allison Bogardis, and Riley Nicole Gerner, Taylor Wirtz and Tina Greeley, Mara Freeman, and happy anniversary wishes to Randy and Danita Murdoch, to Jamie and Stacy Lassicky, and Thomas Barna and Mary Bradford. The Little Willow Birthday Club saying happy birthday to Cindy Delphi and to Ashley Matthews. Happy 75th birthday this weekend for Vanna Bowen. Have a great day to our old buddy Norma, the artist formerly known as Vanna. We used to joke that her birth, it was the first ever birth announcement read on WRCO, and it very well could have been. A happy birthday wish from Lisa, Brian, and also Ange, Dale, Amanda, Jesse, Derek, and Dana, and all the grandkids who number many. Best wishes to our old friend Norma. Happy birthday wishes. Best greetings from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club to Sarah McCormick and Courtney Dean, Samantha Rux, Terry Zebarth, Marilyn Honer, Trent Knapp, Aaron Sorge, Lila Sorge. Happy anniversary, Lori and Brandon Lee and Julie and Nordine Putz. Happy 64th birthday to Jim Christian from longtime friends Lyle and Mary Ronghalt. Have a happy birthday, Jimbo. And greetings to James Jimbo Christian Jr., the only true Jimbo in Richland Center from the Knights of the Round Table. Happy anniversary, Linda and Mel Felton from Diane and John Gehlig. And happy 49th to wife Linda Davison. Here's to 49 more anniversaries together from your husband, Steve. Happy anniversary, Mel Felton, my better half for 62 years. Love you, Mel. From your wife. And today we send special anniversary greetings to Mel and Linda Felton. God has taken care of the Feltons for 62 years. Love and prayers, your Arkansas cousins, Tim and Alice Iverson.
Antique, estate, pre-owned jewelry is the hottest trend in today's jewelry. Not only is J.J. Walsh Jewelers in Richland Center strong buyers of used jewelry, we have purchased a huge collection of estate pieces that are for sale every day. But since this has been such a hot category for us, this year we're bringing in a traveling estate jewelry show. Saturday, November 9th, we're hosting the nationally known Singer Estate Collection. They'll have hundreds of amazing pieces, including items owned by Elvis, Elizabeth Taylor, and more. And everything is for sale. Art Deco, Edwardian, Vintage, Art Nouveau, Mid-Century, and other styles for every taste. November 9th, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
Hi, let me tell you a story about a 10-year-old boy growing up in a small town. His parents were divorced, and the boy lived with his mom, who worked hard to provide. Each day, the boy walked home from school, dropped his books off, then headed next door to help his neighbor in the garden. There, the boy listened as his neighbor told tales of honor and bravery in World War II. It was in that garden where the boy's dreams took root. Dreams of serving his country and farming the land. I'm Tony Kurtz, and that boy was me. I went on to serve 20 years in the U.S. Army and establish my own farm. Today, I'm honored to represent my neighbors in the legislature. I want everyone to be able to pursue the American dream, but I know that dreams don't start in a big building with marble columns. They start in our neighborhoods. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in roads, schools, and hospitals while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. On November 5th, I ask for your vote so that we can achieve even more.
Well, folks, it's roast season. Nothing says cozy like a good roast, right? Down at the Richland Locker in Richland Center, they've got bottom round roast and boneless arm roast for the same price at $5.98 a pound. And if you're hankering for something from the deli, grab yourself some of that sliced corned beef for $9.98 a pound and pair it with some Swiss cheese sliced fresh for just $5.98 a pound. So get on down to the Richland Locker. They'll fix you right up where meat meets good folks.
Better than the last couple of days. Still, it's chilly out there today. 37 degrees in Richland Center. Joanne has the news. Coming up next, Philney wishing you the best. We'll check out our football preview and also our trivia question of the day next hour, along with some brand new country releases.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court and Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 37 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV and Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet. There is a high fire danger. Avoid burning. Don't toss cigarette butts. Breezy winds and drought conditions can spread a wildfire rapidly. Sunny, breezy, and quite mild today with a high of 70. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low of 42. In Richland Center, we're at our morning low of 37 degrees.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town & Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town & Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Department of Natural Resources is asking you to avoid burning due to elevated fire danger across the state. The DNR is partnering with the National Weather Service to monitor the situation over the weekend. Current wildfire concerns are primarily due to lack of precipitation statewide and gusty winds. You should avoid outdoor burning, operate equipment early in the morning to avoid sparks at peak burn hours, and hold off on having campfires until later in the evening. More information is available on the DNR website. NOAA's Climate Prediction Center reports there is a 60% chance that a weak La Nina will develop this autumn and could last until March. La Nina is part of a natural climate cycle that can cause extreme weather across the planet. Northern parts of South America could see more rain than usual. Southern regions of the U.S. and parts of Mexico could be drier than average, and the northern tier of the U.S. and southern Canada could be wetter than average. Vice President Kamala Harris brought her presidential campaign back to Wisconsin Thursday with stops on three college campuses. Israel's war in the Mideast intersected with presidential politics in Milwaukee at UW-Milwaukee, where Harris commented on the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar by the Israeli military. She said the United States, Israel, and the entire world are better off, and said Sinwar was responsible for the killing of thousands of innocent people. Protesters opposing U.S. support of Israel's war in Gaza were outside the UWM Student Union. There were no reports of any arrest, and Harris moved on to campaign events in La Crosse and Green Bay. In La Crosse, Harris was back to touting her plans for her presidency if elected, saying she'll offer a leg up for the young Americans and first-time homeowners. She also called out Donald Trump for being an unserious candidate and accused him of planning to cut social services for Americans. She also urged people to register to vote. In Manitowoc County, charges are filed in the death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu. During a brief Thursday press conference, District Attorney Jacqueline LeBray detailed the charges against the little boy's mother, Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang. Vang is being charged with physical abuse of a child, repeated acts causing death, hiding a corpse, and obstructing an officer. Katrina Bauer is being charged with chronic neglect of a child, consequences of death, child neglect, and obstructing an officer. A bail hearing is scheduled for Friday afternoon. Skeletal remains found last month were confirmed to be those of Elijah, who went missing from Fang's Two Rivers apartment in February. The DA also asked that the media and the public respect the privacy of Elijah's family as they navigate this heartbreaking time. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows Wisconsin children are behind other states in getting vaccines, leaving children and communities vulnerable to outbreaks. Using data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the CDC compared the vaccination rates of kindergartners for the 2023-24 school year to data from other states and found Wisconsin children are behind in important childhood vaccines, including polio, pertussis, diphtheria, and tetanus, and measles, mumps, and rubella. Most notably, the report shows only 84.8% of Wisconsin kindergartners were up to date on their MMR vaccine, while nationally 92.7% of children have received the MMR vaccine. As a result of that decline, diseases like measles and pertussis have increased across the U.S. in recent years. DHS monitors vaccination rates to identify areas that may be at most risk for the spread of communicable diseases, which can impact the health of people statewide. Vaccines are available statewide at doctors' offices, clinics, pharmacies, and health departments. DHS supports Wisconsin communities and residents who do not have health insurance or whose insurance may not cover vaccines to make sure people can access them through grant programs and the Vaccines for Children or Vaccines for Adults programs. Information about the recommended vaccines for children and teens can be found on the DHS website. The Wisconsin Immunization Registry lets families see if they're up to date on their vaccines and which shots they may still need. The project team conducted the first bridge demolition blast yesterday morning of the old Wisconsin 130-133 bridge in Lone Rock. Crews will continue removing the bridges and excavating the old roadway corridor the next several weeks. Trucks will continue to enter and exit the work zone at the Wisconsin 130 Long Island staging area access. Please take caution when driving through the work zone. The north channel of the river remains open. The south channel remains closed. Once crews remove the southernmost steel truss from the river, the south channel will be opened and the north channel will be closed for bridge demolition. This is planned to happen in the next 1 to 2 weeks. Cross Currents Heritage Center is an educational and cultural organization committed to preserving and interpreting the natural, indigenous, and European settler history of southwest Wisconsin. It is located on the Tepisaukee Farm Rural Historic District, offering tours, classroom visits, teacher training and other programs, workshops and events, often in partnership with others. Cross Currents Heritage Center will host Old Seeds, New Growth, Stories About Trees, Seeds, and Growing Strong Saturday from 3:30 to 5. Ben Moffitt is an organizer of the event.
My wife, who was born and raised in Hawaii, is going to do a storytelling show that she's done there many times. And she tells some traditional Hawaiian stories. She also does some Hawaiian chant. And she surprises you with her amazing story skirt, which she sewed herself. And I won't give everything away, but there are all sorts of pockets and things that come out of it. And the reason we're doing it is because in these woodlots and on the farm, we're trying to protect and preserve the native species. And so her story is about native Hawaiian trees and plants. And she will tell some stories, native Hawaiian stories that are about trees.
Janine Oshiro's program is for families with children 5 and older, but all are invited to attend.
But if you're an adult and just young at heart, you will enjoy it anyway, because it was really designed for adults, and then she kind of spiced it up for kids.
The program will be held in the old house, which means seating is limited to 25. If you are interested in attending, it is best to RSVP.
Send an email to crosscurrentsheritage@gmail.com. crosscurrentsheritage@gmail.com. There's more information at crosscurrents.org. and at our Facebook page, Cross Currents Heritage Center.
The farm is located at 14640 State Highway 60 near Port Andrew. It's the first farm west of the Blue River Bridge.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Friday, October 18th. Mary Ann Pine, 88 of Lone Rock, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mary Ann Pine, 88 of Lone Rock. Russell S. Melvin, 62 of Avoca, died September 21st at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 2 at the Lone Rock Community Center. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Russell S. Melvin, 62 of Avoca. Jacqueline Ann, Jackie McCulloch, age 77, died Thursday after a long illness. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Mount Zion Pub. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Jacqueline Ann, Jackie McCulloch, age 77. Janice M. Shelby, 76 of Richland Center, died Saturday at Soldiers Grove Healthcare. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Janice M. Shelby, 76, of Richland Center. Robert Charles, Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69 of Richland Center, died September 3rd after a courageous battle with frontotemporal degeneration. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 2 until 5 in the West Commons at the Richland Center High School, with a time of sharing to be held at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the family to be used to rejuvenate the Richland Center High School prairie that he planted, as well as a donation to the Aldo Leopold Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert Charles, Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69, of Richland Center. Donald M. Toad Kelly, 72, of Ithaca, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville. The mass will be live-streamed on the St. Mary Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Sunday from 3 to 6. Friends may also call at the church Monday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11 with the rosary at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family or Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Donald M. Toad Kelly, 72, of Ithaca. Eva Lou Anier, 88, of Union Grove and formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Hospice Alliance in Pleasant Prairie. A funeral service will be held Monday at noon at the Polnisek Daniels Funeral Home in Union Grove. Friends may call at the Polnisek Daniels Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Eva Lou Anier, 88 of Union Grove and formerly of Richland Center. Sharon Hess, 78 of Loganville, died Saturday after a short illness. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 4:30 until 8, where the rosary will be prayed at 7:45. Friends may also call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Sharon Hess, 78, of Loganville.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's